Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Noah Fulton, the newly named CEO of Carndean Design Flooring. Noah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your promotion. It was just announced this week that you're taking over as CEO of Carndean's USA operations, and Bill Anderson is stepping down. Everybody wants to know a little bit more about Noah Fulton. You can read our Focus on Leadership interview that we did in our May 2023 issue. So 3 years ago, we covered you and recognized that you were an upcoming and rising leader in the business. But let's talk about Carndean first. Company got started way back in 73, so it's 53 years old. And it got started in the UK by a guy named Mike Walker. And the reason there's a Great Dane in the logo is because he had a dog named Smokey. That's why the dog's in the logo, right?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of urban myths that come along with Old Smokey and how Mike took him on various adventures throughout building this business. We're absolutely always going to put him at the focal of our brand.
Before we get into more details, I'd like to ask, how's business right now?
Business is good. I mean, all things considering, the world seems to like to throw us punches. And no sooner things start to settle down, we get something else thrown our way. But life would be pretty boring if it was all easy on us. For the first quarter, we're right where we need to be as far as our expectations of what we went into the year with. It was a very sensible expectations that we set. We weren't anticipating anything going crazy as far as growth. The market conditions don't allow that. But overall, we're happy with where we're at through the first quarter.
Tell us the percentage of your business commercial versus residential, because a lot of people wouldn't know you have a pretty big commercial business.
Yeah, we're more or less 50-50. It jumps around. We have multifamily that everyone tends to kind of jump into different channels, but we're split pretty much right down the middle.
And your product line is all LVT. We've covered that Mike started the business. His family still owns the business, right?
Absolutely. The Walker family and the next generation is actively involved in the business, all based out of the UK.
And the business is UK-based and USA-based with some Australian business as well. Is the USA business the biggest part?
Our North America entity, based on population and sheer mass, larger than the other areas. The UK business has been around from the very beginning. Australia came shortly after that, and US entered this market somewhere in the late 1990s.
You know, it's amazing when people think about LVT and they think, you know, it just started 10, 12 years ago. But Amteco, Carndean, and Centiva go way back in the history and have been making quality LVT for 53 years. So it's an interesting story. You source your products in Asia from both China and South Korea, right?
We are not in China. We obviously made that decision in reaction to some of the political things that were playing out. But we are Asia-based, but we're a global business. So our supply chain and how we go to market in all of our Carndean businesses require a global-minded supply chain so that we can take advantages and ultimately control our quality, control our design. As a lot of people realize, with being LVT only, we like to think and feel that we are the leaders as far as what it takes to get the product manufactured into an environment where our designs can elevate space and our designs and the depth of quality and detail that we go into each and every one of our designs is fully controlled. So that is why our supply chain helps achieve those goals.
We should talk a little bit about you in case somebody's too lazy to go back to our Focus on Leadership. You actually started with Carndean when you were 15. Your mother, Carol, came to work for Carndean, and you had some time between classes in high school. And so you came over and started making sample boards. And woodworking is a hobby that you have that you got from your father. And you left, you went to college and did work in another area for a little while, but then came back to Carndean and you worked in a lot of different departments. You know, it's no surprise to hear that a family-owned company is promoting a guy that first started working at the company when he was 15. And I'd like to add one more thing. You have three children and lovely wife. There's a picture we have of you on the beach. This seems like it's a real good fit for Noah Fulton to be the CEO of Carndean Design Flooring, right?
I'm absolutely humbled for the opportunity. I am a big believer, as I tell my children who are all active in baseball and dance, work and repetition and putting the time in, you will be successful at some point. It sometimes doesn't play out exactly when you want it to. This opportunity was absolutely something I had not thought was going to happen at the time it happened, but all things play out that way in life. So we're going to continue to keep the path of what this business has been built on. I had an opportunity for 16 years to work with best guys that I could deal with, and that was Bill Anderson and what he passed through me and our general day-to-day operations. We're going to continue to carry this business through and support our customers in the way that they need to be supported.
I also find it interesting that a lot of business leaders, these people you see in the CEO role, they come up through a sales and marketing background. And you actually have an IT and accounting background, right?
Yeah, maybe a unicorn, because I went to school for accounting thinking that it was something that was going to be my path via CPA. And naturally, as I was being pulled into this business from my mom, Carol, as a resource to do various things, whether it be set up the computers or fulfill orders out in the warehouse, I started to gain different experiences. And throughout college, I started to realize that the accounting day-to-day activities weren't really something that I wanted to do. But I wouldn't have changed anything in the sense that it is a strong foundation for understanding how businesses need to be operating, because every business exists for one purpose alone, and that is to generate money back to shareholders and allow our employees and customers to succeed in their own goals. So the accounting degree definitely helped give me that foundation.
Last question. You know, I saw you just recently in Lake Tahoe at the NFA meeting, and you were the Carndean representative that's there meeting with the NFA. Will you continue that role?
I will absolutely continue to show up to those events. I believe that is an absolute invaluable thing to stay connected to our customers. Our job as Carndean is to make sure that we are being the best partner we can, that we're listening to their needs, and we're ultimately setting them up for success. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. When people around us are successful, we're going to be successful. So if our customers and our vendors and our employees are successful in their goals, the business will be successful in its goals.
Okay, Noah, well, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. We've been talking to Noah Fulton, the newly named CEO of Carndean Design Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.